بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We were speaking about the construction of the Kaaba Sharif. There were different constructions and stages through which the Kaaba Sharif went through. The first was when the foundation was laid by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and the angels, and then the structure was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second famous construction of the Kaaba Sharif, after it had been removed from the time of Nuh alayhi salam, was in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was 100 years old, and Ismail alayhi salam was 30 years old, and Allah Ta'ala showed them where the boundaries of the Kaaba were, and they started to build the Kaaba Sharif at that spot. And they used 5 mountains, the Mount Hira, Mount Thabir, Mount Lebanon, Mount Tur, and Mount Khabar, which is in Baitul Muqaddas. They used stones from here, and they built the Kaaba Sharif. So that is a very, very famous construction of the Kaaba Sharif, which we are well acquainted with. The third construction of the Kaaba Sharif was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we will read today. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 35 years old. It was before his nubuwat. And the Quraysh decided that the Kaaba Sharif needs to be reconstructed. It had grown old. At that time, the Kaaba Sharif had no roof. The walls were not very tall. It was just above the height of a man, about 9 hands in height. And now it needed to be reconstructed because it was low on the ground, and the rainwater would flow into the structure and fill it up. So they wanted to rebuild the Kaaba now. The brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's paternal grandmother, whose name was Abu Wahab bin Amr, he addressed the Quraysh and he said, after they agreed now that we need to do this, that the wealth that is spent in the construction of the Kaaba should only be from halal earnings. The income derived from adultery, theft, usury, all these should not be included. Only halal wealth should be utilized in the construction. Allah Ta'ala is pure, and He only accepts that which is pure. Hence, only use your pure wealth for the Kaaba Sharif. That is why it is mentioned that the Hatim area, which was originally part of the Kaaba Sharif, because they didn't have enough funds to build, enough halal funds to build the entire Kaaba Sharif and cover all the walls as it was originally, they included the Hatim just to show that the actual Kaaba Sharif is still here. They couldn't build those walls. Nevertheless, the work was allocated to include all the tribes. Each one was given a certain side that you should build here. And at that time it is mentioned that there was a merchant ship that was wrecked at the port of Jeddah. So Walid bin Mughira, he went to the port to gather some of the timber, and there was a Roman builder also there by the name of Baqum. He was aboard the ship. Walid also brought him back to Makkah to assist in the reconstruction. So it shows that they went out of their way to make sure that they could build the Kaaba Sharif to the best of their ability with the halal funds. The next challenge was the fear that they had, that in order to rebuild, we have to break down this Kaaba Sharif. And they had this fear that if they break it down, Allah Ta'ala's punishment mustn't come. So that is why they were a bit hesitant. So Walid, he went and he said, Allahumma la nuridu illa al-khayr. O Allah, our intentions are nothing but good. So he started breaking down the Kaaba in the area between the Rukn-e Yamani and the Hajr-e Aswad. And the people, they were hesitant. So they said, let's wait for one night and see. If any punishment comes on Walid for breaking the Kaaba, then we will desist and we will not continue. But if no punishment comes, then we will support him, we will continue. As no punishment came, all of them had mustered up the courage and they started assisting. And then eventually they had reached the foundation which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had laid. When someone tried to dig up that foundation, then a loud explosion was heard in the city of Makkah. And now they decided that now is the time to stop, and from here they would start to commence the building of the Kaaba. So anyway, it came to the point where the whole Kaaba was built, and now the Hajar al-Aswad had to be placed. And this is a famous story also. A dispute arose, and for about 4 or 5 days this dispute was continuing. Swords were unsheathed, and a war was going to take place, a fight was going to take place to gain this honor of putting the Hajar al-Aswad in its place. Nevertheless, Abu Umayyah bin Mughira Makhzumi, he suggested that the first person to enter the door of the Haram the next morning will decide this matter, and it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who entered, and they were all happy, and they said, "Hadha al-Amin, radina hadha Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." We are happy and pleased for him to decide this matter. And it was on that occasion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his great wisdom, told him to put a sheet down, put the Hajar al-Aswad in the middle of the sheet, and the chief of each tribe should hold on the sheet, and so that no tribe is deprived of the honor. Everybody could say that we all had a share in putting the Hajar al-Aswad in its place. And then finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his blessed and mubarak hands, raised the stone and inserted it in its place. So this was the third construction of the Kaaba Sharif that had taken place. And then there is still a fourth construction that took place, which has some rich history, and a fifth construction also that had taken place. Inshallah, we'll discuss that in the weeks to come. The ulama say that when we discuss the Kaaba Sharif, the Haram Sharif, the Masajid, that one thing we should always keep in mind is the sanctity of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are coming to Allah Ta'ala's house to gain maximum benefit, and we can only gain maximum benefit if we uphold the sanctity and the sacredness of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we uphold the sacredness, the sanctity, inshaAllah we will gain maximum nur and maximum benefit from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.